Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, who serves as the head of the Vatican Press Office and of Vatican Radio, reacted yesterday to the news of the $660 million settlement reached on Sunday in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles to settle sexual abuse claims.
La Chiesa è evidentemente anzitutto addolorata per la sofferenza delle vittime e delle loro famiglie.
Father Lombardi said that the Church is first concerned about the suffering caused to the victims and their families and of the deep wounds caused by the grievous and excusable behaviors of some clergy. He also said such evil must never be repeated. He said the agreement turns a page and allows us to look at ways to prevent such behaviour and to create a secure environment for children in all areas of the church. He also added that society must remember that the abuse crisis does not just affect the church and all institutions must take the necessary measures to protect young people. Sydney residents are being asked to open their homes to thousands of pilgrims planning to visit the city for next year's World Youth Day. Organisers opened registrations this week for the homestay programme, in which Sydney homeowners can host two or more pilgrims from overseas or elsewhere in Australia. World Youth Day is expected to attract 500,000 people, including 300,000 from outside the state of New Wales. On Friday, the Vatican will release Pope Benedict's spiritual roadmap, which he hopes will be used by participants to prepare for the event. Pope Benedict is continuing his vacation in the Dolomite Mountains of Italy. Yesterday he visited the Church of Santa Barbara, about 15 kilometres away from his cottage in the town of Lorenzago. On the way back, his car travelled slowly through the village so he could greet the groups of people who had gathered along the roadside. His vacation ends on July the 27th.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.